In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
In the wake of the lousy May jobs report, what's ahead for the markets? We'll talk with Liz Miller in a moment.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Investors had been preparing themselves for a hike in short-term interest rates from the Fed at their mid-June policy meeting. But of course, that was before the government's May jobs report on Friday, which was way below expectations. So now, what can we expect leading up to the Fed meeting and after that? Joining us is Liz Miller, president of Summit Place Financial Advisors. Liz, the jobs report was quite weak, only 38,000 jobs added to payrolls during May. So now it seems obvious to me that investors have to readjust their expectations going forward as far as interest rates are concerned, correct?
Absolutely. I think we're going to find that that jobs report was an anomaly, either, you know, a statistical fluke or certainly a number we're going to see revised upwards in the future. But the Federal Reserve can't ignore that report when they meet this month. So investors pretty much concluded on Friday that there will not be an interest rate hike this month.
Well, I think all of us expected that, you know, the jobs report wasn't going to be gangbusters as far as job growth was concerned. But one thing that had to be disappointing was the labor participation rate and how many people left the workforce.
Yes, there were a couple of different areas of that report that highlighted concerns. And again, it's really hard to determine if this was just an anomaly in the reporting for the month, because it was such a surprise and so far off the estimates. So we want to be very careful drawing too many conclusions from it. But in the wake of all the other economic news we've had, the Federal Reserve certainly has to take it into account.
Sure. If the Fed doesn't hike in June, would a July hike be back on the table with a stronger June jobs report?
Absolutely. The Federal Reserve already clearly was trying to make that move now in June. They may be regretting they didn't make it earlier this year, and they've lost a lot of credibility in the market. The market spent so much of last year getting ready for a slow, steady rise in interest rates, which was the message. And what we've seen is time and time again, the Fed, our chairman Janet Yellen, saying there's likely to be a rate hike, and then it doesn't happen. This makes it very hard for the Federal Reserve to maintain credibility in the marketplace.
I'm thinking that this coming Monday speech by Fed Chair Janet Yellen will be closely watched. She's speaking to the World Affairs Council of Philadelphia.
Yes, she is speaking Monday, and I think there will be a lot of focus on what she has to say. But again, I think there's this growing question of her credibility. She alone doesn't set the policy, and there's a feeling that she's already suggested there would be a June rate hike, and now it seems off the table. I'm really going to be interested this upcoming week at watching the Treasury auctions. This is a week of Treasury auctions each day, and I think we're really going to see market participants tell us very clearly where they think rates are going. And that's going to be very interesting in the face of what the Federal Reserve is trying to say.
Will investors also be watching the election, you know, the presidential election with the California primary coming up this Tuesday?
I expect there to be a fair amount of focus on the upcoming primaries, but I think that we're in a period of this election season where we're not going to see a lot of market reaction. Typically, you have a lot of volatility in the early part of an election year as you wait to figure out who the contenders will be. Everyone at this point pretty much knows who will be our primary winners into the election. There isn't too much question. And therefore, we really aren't going to get much market movement till after the conventions.
All right. We've mentioned the Fed. We've mentioned the Treasury auction. We've mentioned the presidential election. Anything else for investors to look out for?
So I think as we look ahead to next week, we're in this early part of June. Typically, it's a quiet period. We're usually waiting for any information to move the market into quarter end and wait for earnings. So, in fact, we probably have a little more excitement than usual in early June as summer kicks off.
Liz Miller, president of Summit Place Financial Advisors, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks so so much.
And remember, you can listen to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And now, if you have an Android device, look for us on the Google Play Music app. Just search WSJ. That's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.